Now, isn't the football illness that results from consumption of food that has been contaminated by Listeria monocytogenes? So it doesn't, there's meat, ready-to-eat meat, but as we're talking about. And there was listeriosis in South Africa, and it was linked to the ready-to-eat meat product. So one thing we do have as food safety authorities globally is a platform called International Food Safety Authorities Network, InfoSAN. As soon as anything happens anywhere, then we have a hint telling us that this is something that has happened. So we have to be on our guard. So Food and Drugs Authority Ghana just started being on this guard as soon as we heard that there was a listeriosis outbreak in South Africa. And that meant not allowing products from South Africa in just like that. We need to do further checks and all that. So later on, South Africa also came out and said they have found the source of the contamination, and that is Enterprise Food. So all food products from Enterprise Food, we have to really get them off the market. We destroyed about 1.84 metric tons of food products that were produced by Enterprise Food South Africa. We've done further market surveillance, and we can say that there are no ready-to-eat meat products from South Africa in Ghana. Because we have a system at our ports of entry, and that really alerts us about any product that's coming in. So we have.
Okay, so this affects only ready-to-eat meat products like canned beef.
That's yes, the outbreak was linked to ready-meat products.
So were the products tested to ascertain whether they've been contaminated before being destroyed?
No, we just even took a precautionary measure. They didn't even test. Now, once it's been linked, then we just had to get rid of all of them.
But if you can share with us some of the effects of this listeriosis.
Normally, it's gastroenteritis, and sometimes pregnant women end up having miscarriage. You know, one thing about that pathogenic microorganism, Listeria, is that it can thrive in cold temperature. Most pathogenic microorganisms will not be able to thrive in cold temperatures. Listeria can thrive in cold temperatures. So, you know, these ready-to-eat meat products normally are even kept in fridges.
So, are you saying we shouldn't be wary of fresh meat products?
Shouldn't worry at all. FDA has done its work. We have destroyed all the Enterprise Food in the country, and we are keeping watch at our ports of entry. We are not going to get any of such products.
Chief Regulatory Officer Maria Lovelace Johnson talking to Cynthia Boateng.